Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ADT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This, it's your show of DIY do's and don'ts. Zooming in with Rosalie Brown, our co-host. And we got stuff to talk to you about, but gosh, we didn't even talk about what we were going to banter on about this show. I was just kind of complaining about work and people and stuff.
I got a whole list of complaints we can work through if you want. Where would you like me to start?
I'm going to bring this up because it's something that maybe some of our listeners can kind of appreciate. Times are tough right now. I don't think some people don't realize how tough it is to be a business owner and try to get your product or service out to the public or out to the business or whatever at the moment. Cause I don't know. I mean, between supply chain issues, between COVID, between having to have people go on quarantine if they come into contact with someone with COVID, it is just, and then people, you know, we've had a couple people that have decided to reevaluate their lives and do different things. It's been an interesting couple months, and not to mention the fact that so many people are wanting to work on their house right now because we've been home so much that we want to get stuff done around the house that it's just compounded, and it's been very interesting. It's been very, very interesting, but it's wild talking to different. I'm in a couple of business groups and with different business owners, wide variety of people, everything from, you know, flooring guys to talent scouts, to a coffee manufacturer. And even I went to a bike shop the other day, and we're all having the same conversation about how difficult it is to find people right now, and how difficult it is to get our products and services out to the customer. We're all kind of in the same boat, and we all kind of commiserate with one another because it's an interesting time in history right now. Very, very interesting time. And I don't think a lot of people appreciate just how difficult it is to be in business at the moment. I mean, I have to admit we're in the best position we've ever been in. We've got more work than we could ever imagine to have. We're growing rapidly. But most people I talk to, including ourselves, it's been a little rough lately. But you know, you got to look on the bright side, right? We're busy. Everybody's that is working is making good money, and we're able to give people sick leave, and they're not losing, you know, their homes when they're sick or having to quarantine. They're actually still getting paid. So it's been an interesting ride. So we kind of talked about that in the beginning of before the show. So I don't want to kind of started on a downer, but it's been an interesting time in life and most people.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I think now I would just pop in a little advertisement for ABT because you guys offer really good pay, really good benefits, and you guys are looking to, you need more people on your team. So I'm going to start the show by saying if anyone is interested or thinks they know someone, have them get in touch because you guys have you have openings in every department, right?
We do. We're looking for everything from somebody to simply answer the phone on up to apprentices to
installers, full
technicians. So yeah, I mean, we've got holes in every single department right now because of the fact that we've grown. I mean, we took on another company and that's been great. And we managed to keep a couple of their employees, which they've turned out to be wonderful. But with our ability to take care of customers, we've managed to make the work that they had even bigger, even more. So now we can keep them busy with just the company that they were working with, just the customer list that they were working with. But now we could use even two more people just in that division. Just that company could use two more people. And then on top of it, ABT, you know, I mean, it's all ABT, but yeah, we've got positions available everywhere. So if you know anybody, really great pay.
I was going to say, you pay well, you have good benefits.
401ks, yeah. Medical stipends, sick leave, COVID leave. Yeah, we do everything. You know, we try to make sure everybody's keep everybody as happy as we possibly can. So yeah, if you know anybody, send them our way because we're looking. We're looking hard. Got ads out everywhere, including on KNCO every once in a while. So yeah. So if you know anybody, definitely send them our way.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the segue. I've had 3 cups of coffee this morning. You probably have not had as much caffeine as me.
Oh, so, yes. No, I do. Every day.
But you get like, I don't know if you get productive or if you just get like jittery and jumpy. Like you get the energy.
Get jittery and jumpy.
You don't get the focus. Like coffee gives me focus. Coffee gives you something else. So.
Yeah. I talk too fast.
Yeah.
I talk too fast anyway. And then give me a couple of cups of coffee and I talk way too fast.
I can usually tell.
I've heard many times in conversations, slow down, Andrew, slow down.
Calm down, sir. Right. No, I got you. I'm here for it. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So like what, anything good going on? Anything positive? Like you're sightseeing, you're doing anything fun. What's happening? Summer's almost over. So.
Summer's almost over. Yeah. Labor Day is come and gone. So yeah, no, things are good. I mean, you know, out riding my bike and enjoying what I can of the outdoors and, got to visit with my daughter recently, which is great. We're planning on taking off and going to Italy for the first time ever. And my wife's second generation Italian. So we're going to kind of look at some of her, go to where her grandparents
lineage.
Were born.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so it should be fun. We'll do that in October. Fun. Yeah, so things are good. How about yourself?
Well, my big adventure was 3 miles up the road to Dodger Stadium, but I was still excited. I bought concert tickets 2 years ago, 2 years ago. And as soon as I got back to California, that was like one of the first things I did because my daughter was just dying to see this band. And so bought tickets and found a dog sitter, a neighbor in the building. And he came and babysit the big dog, and we went to Dodger Stadium for a few hours the other night, and it was great. Weather was great. The band was.
You saw Green Day and Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. Yeah, Fall Out Boy and Green Day. I came home, and the best part about this, and this is how you know you're of a certain age. I love the show. Don't get me wrong. I was like walking on air. It was great. And so this is a sold out show, Dodger Stadium. And so from the time the lights came up, me and the kid got to the car and got back home, literally walked back in the front door. Show ended at 11. So I was sitting in my seat at 11, got home 11:13. I was literally like
impressive.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like my daughter's talking about like how great the show was. And I'm like, oh, totally. But I'm like, can you believe it? Like I was so excited, but like I got home so quick and I was just like, oh my gosh, like that's a certain age. That's a person of a certain age. Yeah. So I've officially hit that age. But yeah, that was my big excitement. I've been waiting for it for 2 years. So it
that's
finally
crazy.
Happened. And I peaked. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to other stuff, but that was my big, like, I'm waiting for it. So that was my big event, you know.
We're actually going to go see a concert this weekend ourselves. We're going to go see Phoebe Bridgers.
Who?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, yeah.
The singer, young singer in her 20s. Very kind of popular right now. I've done it really mainly just to make my kids jealous because they're like, what? You didn't even see Phoebe Bridgers?
That's so funny.
We haven't even seen her yet.
Yeah, I don't even know who people are anymore. Like I've reached that age where I'm like, I'd have never heard of that human being. I don't know. And my kids are like, right, because the only new music that you like is from the 90s. So I mean, I'm kind of stuck in the 90s. So I get a lot of grief.
You gotta branch out there a little bit.
I've heard that. Next. Let's talk about our show. Forget it.
So one of the things with the fact that so many people are remodeling their homes and doing stuff in their homes because of COVID, we thought we'd talk a little bit, actually Rosalie picked this out, which was fabulous. Talk about home improvement projects that lose you money on resale. So,
and I think it's important. Okay. So the reason that this topic, just if anyone cares, if you care, the reason I got kind of into this, went down this rabbit hole was because So as you know, everywhere the market is just out of control. Just talked to a friend of mine who was in Las Vegas, and she went and looked at three different homes this weekend. And every time she went to put an offer in, she was told, you got less than 50% chance, because even though you're going ahead and offering over, your deal has contingencies or this or that.
Right.
These other people are here with cash, and they're
and they're offering,
you know, all these incentives. So the reason, so again, because some people are like rushing to put their house on the market, because you're at this moment in time, you're likely to see different money than you would maybe a year ago, 18 months ago, 24 months ago.
That's crazy.
So people are kind of rushing to like, what can I do to like, you know, work on the resale value, get this thing on the market. So having said that, that's kind of where it took me to this place. And I think that there's a lot of folks that believe that if they do this or that or whatever, it's going to add resale value. Look,
Or at least be able to get the more money back than you put into it.
Right.
And a lot of these things, you won't even get the money back that you put into it.
Right. And so you and I have always said this. One thing we've always agreed with is, you know, fix your house for you to live in the way you like it, but approach it from that perspective. Make your day-to-day life easier and do it for you, but be really careful about doing projects that you assume are going to bring you value down the road, because they may not. And so this is kind of where we're, so I'm going to hand the baton to
you. And to kind of, to dovetail with that. Yeah. I mean, you, not necessarily that you won't get any money for it, but you may not realize the amount of money that you put into the project. You may only get a percentage of it. So, and it may help you sell the house, but right now houses are just flying. I know we've got a tenant in one of our buildings right now that's, they've been in the market for over a year, and they've been putting off, like your friend, putting offers on things and missing out. They've put five offers in, we just talked to them, five offers in the last like 6 weeks and didn't get any of them. You know, so it's just crazy. They're a young couple. So it's a first time buyer. So yeah, it's not easy for them. So anyway, number one, this is a biggie. Pools and hot tubs, adding a pool or a hot tub. If you want those sort of things, like if you want a pool, like I always wanted a pool. We never did it just because, you know, time and money and stuff and land. They can be great, because it'd be great to have the kids' friends over and stuff and really enjoy it. But you're really not going to get much out of it financially, if anything. And they're saying research at HomeLogic indicates that the best climate for pools, it will add a maximum of 7% to your home's value. That means your home would need a value of over 400 grand for a simple pool to pay itself off with a very motivated buyer. So even just putting in a pool, if your house is, you know, 300,000 or 350, you're not going to see anything. It's going to be minuscule. You're not going to realize the amount of money that you can, that, and putting a pool right now too, things are just
supply chain,
everybody's busy.
And everything else.
Everybody's busy. So things are expensive right now. And then trying to get the parts and stuff is ridiculous. So yeah, definitely, think twice about putting a pool in, unless it's something that you really want. And, you know, that was a caveat that we keep reminding people, like, if this is something that you really want, then you, you know, have wanted one forever, do it. If you're going to be there for the next 5 to 7 years, do it, enjoy it, but don't expect to get your money out of it. This was a funny one. We talked about this off air, but going big in the bathroom, doing a really large, high-end bathroom remodel. And I've worked on some bathroom remodels that were six figures, and they'll never see that money back. They'll never see that kind of money back on it, because it's not going to raise their house $100,000. Unless you're adding a bunch of square footage and doing it really cheap, you're not going to get that kind of money out of your house. So, you know, that what they're saying is your best bet is for a standard home. You know, this is a standard home across the country, so California could probably be a little bit higher, but they're saying, you know, start to finish, you should be doing it for less than $5,000.
Wow.
And in California, maybe $7,000. If you want to see a return. So like, if you are that person that's fixing your house up to sell and things are kind of falling apart in the bathroom, paint it, change a couple fixtures. Don't replace the tub. Don't replace the shower. If it's a little funky, have it spray painted. You know, they've got epoxies that will cover stuff. Just make it look nice, so that it buys time for people when they move in, that they can live with it, that they don't have to gut it right away.
Right.
And then they can put their own flavor on it down the line. You know, it just buys them some time to be able to get in and not have to worry about that bathroom.
Yeah. Livable, acceptable, sellable, right? There you go.
Yeah. So keep that thing down. And yeah, simply changing a fixture, a faucet and a sink in a bathroom and a vanity. Oh my gosh. And that's relatively inexpensive. You can do that for under $100,000. And that's with somebody installing it. You can do it for under $500 if you do it yourself. So, and then, you know, a new toilet and, you know, if you got brass fixtures, changing to chrome, it can go a long way. And paint. That's one thing I always, you know, paint's relatively inexpensive. And if you've got an older house or house that's been lived in for a while and it's showing signs that needs paint, if you paint, you should see your money back. Installing a sunroom addition. You know, we don't have a lot of these in California. It's more of a thing that you do in the Midwest or someplace where you get some cold.
Florida, where you get sun.
In Florida, where you can have an air-conditioned sunroom.
Right. The lanai, yes.
or a screened room. What did I say? According to Home Advisors, you can expect to pay $25,000 to $80,000 for a four-season room and between $30,000 and $75,000 for a solarium with either figure, including cost of hookup and blah, blah, blah. You're not going to see that return, you know, that's unless it's something that you really want. Cause you know, like I know Betty and I have talked about it. It'd be really nice to have one, but, I wouldn't do it unless we're going to stay in the house for 7 years and we've been in our house for 7 years and we're starting to feel that itch. So I don't know. And this one is again, just huge. I see a lot of people do this. But if you building spaces for your hobbies, great thing if you can live there. You know, a home theater. I had a friend that had an amazing theater in his base in his lower level of his house. I mean, he spent a lot of money on it. But it was very important to him and very special to him. It was kind of his, you know, therapy. It was his home away from home when he was growing up, he told me. And it was beautiful curtains. It was elaborate with ornate things and just gorgeous, but you know, he didn't realize that return on that space. Cause that's a very specific thing for specific people. Home offices. I would question that one just because of where we're at in the work environment that we're in today. I think home offices are more important than they were just a year ago. I know, both my sisters haven't been in an office in over a year and they work for City of San Francisco. So, and they don't actually, if they can not go back ever again, they'd be very happy.
Well, and I think too, like the one thing on this that I thought was interesting is I think where I would agree is if you create something that's very themed, that's very specific. Right. That's very, okay. That is going to be problematic. Like the home theater. I would never like, look, I'm at the point where like, if it's streaming, I'll watch it on a 15-inch device. I don't care. Like I'm not picky, but when it comes to like, but if I could have a creative space in my backyard where I could like go back there and do like a maker's project or paint or, you know, whatever, that's more exciting to me than work because like I work from anywhere, but I do think it depends on the space, but like you said, like something super specific, like a home theater, probably not as much, but if you were to have like something and even a small outbuilding that was properly maintained, that had proper permits, that wasn't, you know, thrown together with band-aids. I think that would actually
be an extension cord.
Right. But I think a properly created situation in your backyard, I don't know. I don't know that I agree with this take that, you know, it would take away from the property. I think it has to do with heavily themed type of things. For instance, as an example, when I was a kid, my grandfather had a really cool basement and it was very unusual. It was more like a storm cellar, to be honest. It was kind of unusual for the part of California that we lived in to have that. But my grandfather turned it into a kind of a shop, so to speak, right? And that's where he went crazy and it became a, it just became a railroad, like model trains and all this stuff. And as kids,
I was actually thinking that, like a railroad room.
So seriously, as kids, we thought it was fantastic. Now, when someone were to go buy my grandparents' house, would they keep that railroad room or would they go, oh my God, all this extra storage, right? This is dark and damp down here. So I think it really depends. Going too thematic, I think, is a little bit, you know, problematic. You're not going to see your return, but there are, I think, good uses of extra space. That's my
Just be careful when you start talking about building spaces for hobbies and things like that, unless it's for you. And, you know, we do it because we do it for ourselves, but don't, you know, if you do want to put a man cave in, if you do want to put a she shed in, that is very specific to you and don't expect to see any return from that. If it's something you, again, if you're going to be in the house for 5 to 7 years, do it, go for it. Because it's just something that's fun, right?
Live your best life, right?
We've got time for one more. And this is a good one because this is right up there with bathrooms. Because they always say, you know, do your kitchen and bathroom, right? And you'll get a good return. Yes, the kitchen and bathroom, you will see your best returns in terms of things that you do on the house, better than landscaping, better than putting a pool in, better than putting an addition in, better than putting a solarium in. But you can go too far. And I've worked in kitchens where, again, six-figure kitchens, and you're not going to get six figures out of it. You may enjoy it. It may be worth it to you, but don't anticipate that when you go to sell the house in the next year or two, that you're actually going to realize that investment that you put into the home.
Sure.
You, and like you may get 50% of it back.
And someone like me, and the same goes for these huge master bedrooms. Same goes for, you know, we talked about this earlier. So someone like me, I walk into a house and I'm like, yeah, I want a normal sized kitchen, but like, I don't want to live in the kitchen. So I don't need overly space. I don't want my company to come gather in the kitchen. If I have company, I want us to be doing something more fun than hanging out in the kitchen. I also don't need
two dishwashers are nice, but do you really need two dishwashers?
I also
three sinks?
And I don't need my bedroom to be the part of the house that has the most space. I literally sleep in my bedroom. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to have parties in my bedroom. That's a whole weird off topic thing that jokes could come out of the woodwork here. But the point is we're not living in our bedrooms. We're sleeping in our bedroom. So planning space, you know, for your upgrade, it's important where you put the extra footage, square footage, right?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. So, and just be cautious. I mean, you can do kitchen. I know we did our kitchen for, I think it was under 10 grand, but it was just, you know, painted the old cabinets, new countertops, and a couple of new appliances, new sink, and rearranged a couple of cabinets a little bit, but reused the boxes that were inside the kitchen. And like that, I knew we could realize that investment easily.
Right.
If we'd gone in and completely changed it and gutted it and put new cabinets in and everything and spent $30,000 or $40,000 in our little house in Grass Valley, we wouldn't see it. We wouldn't see $30,000 or
$40,000. Because now you've also now made choices, taste choices, right? So you want to have things be kind of like generic, right? You don't want to get too specific because I might love your house and look at your kitchen and go, I hate all of that. Have to redo it. Yeah. So, you know, those kind of things, right?
Yeah. So be cautious. So bottom line is, you know, if you are, we're kind of wrapping this up. And if you are looking at selling your home in the next year or two, be cautious about the money that you're going to put into it. Be cautious about putting a lot of money into fixing things up. The best thing to do is, you know, put a lipstick on a pig. And we did that with my mom's house when she was ready to sell. Paint and carpet, that was it. You know, just make it look halfway decent. And don't go overboard. And with that, if you do need any things like fixtures changed out, because you are going to sell your house, or you have a clog or you need something fixed, you can reach us at, and I did not write it down again,
530-230-9092.
All right, say it again.
530-230-9092.
Thank you. And you can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. You can find us on Facebook. Please like our Facebook page. We've got a lot of good, interesting and fun stuff there. And if you're interested in this kind of information, check out and sign up for our newsletter. We send it out both mail, so physical form and email. And with that, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.